they are like there, good for them, they have soft drink, hot drink, they get drunk, they do this, they do that. But you know what? They come back. Why? Because of you. They come back to call all of us. They come back for us. Means they found the source of pleasure, but they don't have it over there, because they understood that there is no I, there is only we. The good moment we are looking for is that we will be there, all of us together. Therefore, they come back here like you're with, that after the dream will come back to you. They come here and they do this, they do that, but you know what the problem is? They are invisible to you. You don't see them. How is it possible that you don't see them? The explanation is this story, because you are not the lover, you are not Majnun. You are not the crazy man. Over there is Junoon, really is crazy. The fellow's name is crazy. Is that because you're not crazy, you don't see the beauty of this. Why? Because your soul, your breath, every single day is bombarded with what? You remember he was explaining there, out of this, in the state of dream, you are out of what? Gain and loss. Four factors. He repeats that four factor here, that 411. All day long, from the buffet of fantasy and from loss and gain and from fear and decline, you will be bombarded. These are the boots of the soldiers that will knock down your soul every single day. At the end of the day, no beauty is left over there. You don't have even energy, because your brain is taking your entire time. From the waking up moment to going to bed, your brain is working. That's why your soul, poor guy, is bombarded and cannot do anything. Why? Because you look like something which looks very stupid to me. Imagine a hunter who is hunting the shadow of a bird. Because that's what you do. You are the hunter of the shadow. You hunt for this, and this is the shadow. You think about your physical existence, and that's the shadow. The bird is not this. But you could be... I mean, I'll say you could say, there is this stupid hunter who is following the shadow of the bird. And the bird is there and say, what a silly man. Remember, he was talking last paragraph about what? The trap over there, and we, being the greedy birds, will fall in the trap. You say, non-greedy birds, they are flying and they are looking at this, you following the shadow, hunting the shadow. That's why at the end of the day, there is nothing over there. You have lost your energy, your wit and everything, and you are disappointed. The paragraph goes on and on and on to arrive to a very understanding the conclusion in this side story. Go to 430. Over there you will find the word envy, which I said it's not envy, it's jealousy, it's hasad. And it's repeated 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
Imagine.
7 or 8 times he will repeat the word hasad. And just not to let you think of something else, he will rhyme it with jasad. Because later on you cannot change this. That's the one of the uses of rhyme. When one word is rhymed with the other one, you cannot cheat and change this, because they don't rhyme together anymore. So he will rhyme it, in jasad khane hasad amad bedan, kaz hasad alude bashad khanedan. Gar jasad khane hasad bashad, valik an jasad ra paak kard Allah nik. You see, playing with the words, bringing it out, to be quite visible, is hasad, and hasad is not envy, is jealousy. What is envy in Persian? You talking fellow. You know that the word is Arabic, Gepte. Rash, Farsi. Rash, Gepte. Hasad is something else. Hasad is jealousy, is extreme.
Does Maulana ever contrast Hasad and Hasan?
No. They don't rhyme.
Right, but they kind of...
No, that kind of doesn't say it. Here is different kind of. Then he will go back to the vizier. How? An vazirak az hasad budash nejad. This vizier I'm talking about, he is the descendant of jealousy. Ta bebatir gushobini baabdad. That's why you will lose your ears and the nose. I mean, you cannot smell it and you don't listen because of this vazir. And here you will start to say, let me tell you what bini is. For me, the nose is nothing. The nose is just an instrument to smell. And the smell for me is not an every smell. It's that smell of love. That's what the subject we're talking about, right? And whoever cannot smell the love, he doesn't have the nose. Even if he's carrying a physical nose, a pretty one, I don't know, an ugly one, a big one, doesn't matter. This should function. It means you should smell. The smell of what? That beauty from inside. The smell should be a guide. What is the use of a smell? Let's go back to the story of elephant. Thirsty. He smells the water from miles away. Why? To go that mile and have the water, if not, what's the use of that? So this should a smell, and a smell should lead to somewhere. If you're standing still, you have no nose. هر که بویش نیست بی بینی بود، بوی آن بوی است کان دینی بود. Smell is that one which is a path. Should we do this? Let's end it to this. Rumi will do this repeatedly because he knows, he's obviously very sharp and he knows the language. He knows how to play with it, right? And he knows that this playing could go away and everybody could do everything. So sometimes you need to explain that by this, I mean this, and I mean this, and I mean this. One of the ways that, again from the childhood I have in my memory, because it's a very fantastic way of explaining something, he explains thinking. Because the word thinking could have different meanings and is one of the most abused words ever. Be clay. What is the use, the word that you abuse mostly?
in your life? You said, I think. Don't you? I think this. When do you say, I think this? When something is perfectly clear, you don't say, I think. You say, this is it. When it's iffy, then I think. And when you don't think, and you do something, and you ruin something, then they ask you, why did you do it? You say, I thought this. You didn't think, but you claim you do. And this word in Persian is more obvious. Fikhnamini. Don't you think so? Rumi will put it in a very short thing to say. Fikr anbashad ke pisharad rahi. Rah anbashad ke pisharad shahi. Shah anbashad ke az khud shah bovad. Nei belashkar hao. مخزن نیب لشکرها و مخزن شب شد a quatrain. It's not a quatrain, it's two verses of this, but explanation is so direct. You see, thinking is something that will bring a path. A path is something that will lead to being a king. King is the one who is king, not because of the wealth or the army. Explaining it like that, word by word, clear, clear cut, really, not to be confused. Here, he did it for the word bu. So when I say smell, bu, is something that will lead you and lead you to somewhere. This is what I mean by a smell. Later he will explain a lot about the vision when I say Ra'i. Because when you say Ra'i in Persian, all the learners will think about vote. Because that vote was your point of view, actually your ask to declare your point of view, not say yes or no to two things because one of them is a little bit less worse than the other one, because that's the choice in democracy in these moments. No, really, you should choose between two. Both are bad, but one of them looks worse. You vote for the other one. This is not looking. This is blindfolded speaking. When you talk eyes, I mean this, I mean that, I mean that. So, we'll leave it to the next week, inshallah, to come back to this wazir again.
Doctor, what does he use for this almond cake? What's the actual original word? Is it like
almond cake?
Walnut
cake. Well, here, this book is almond, the new book is walnut.
Okay, what's the line, please?
445.
445. آه کرده او از مرگ در لوزینه سیر. The word here in this book is گوزینه. I believe this is a misspelling or something. I don't know. لوزینه is baklava. Because baklava, they cut it in a way that the shape is this, right? This shape in Arabic and Persian is lozi.
Lozi. What? In English, there's related to the same thing.
Yeah, lozi. Yeah. Is lozi. Lozina means this shapey, because everybody know that that's baklava, because they cut baklava like that. That's lozina. To put the garlic in the sweetest stuff, right, in baklava. That's the word. What are you happy about? That finished? the session is over and you're happy?